Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Spragg. It's been decades since Montana saw a new stretch of interstate open. That could change in the future if an unexpected bill gains traction in Congress. U.S. Senator John Cornyn of Texas and U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis of Wyoming are floating the idea of converting the existing two-lane north-south corridor into a new stretch of freeway honoring President Trump. Cornyn and Lummis say the I-47 Future Interstate Act would rebrand U.S. Highway 287, but it so happens in Montana that would put a bustling four-lane road across some of Montana's most scenic and still remote corridors, including the Rocky Mountain Front and right through the heart of the Madison Valley. In a press release announcing what he unofficially calls the Trump Interstate, Cornyn says by upgrading one of our nation's longest highways to a future interstate, the legislation would increase economic growth and improve safety, all while honoring the most consequential president of our lifetime. Close quote. Last week, we told you how Montana had become one of only a handful of states to achieve a no-kill status as its animal shelters, with a full 95% of animals brought in shelters surviving and placed in adoption. Tracy Taylor reports another report is out now, placing the Treasure State among the best in the country for care of both wild and domestic animals, especially when it comes to veterinary care.
A new study ranks Montana among the most animal-friendly states in the country. Smile Hub placed Montana sixth overall, comparing all 50 states in areas including access to veterinarians, conservation programs, animal charities, and no-kill shelters. The report found Montana ranks second nationwide for veterinarians per pet-owning household and third for state conservation programs and initiatives. Researchers say the ranking reflects both strong pet care access and ongoing wildlife conservation efforts across the state. Tracy Taylor, Montana State News Network.
And the Missoula City Council poised to take action tonight on that $100 million deal with Miramonte Companies that will bring a major housing development to the area near Southgate Mall. This is the Montana State News Network.